On Liberty. By John Stuart Mill. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. John Stuart Mill's On Liberty is a philosophical work that examines the nature and limits of the power of society over the individual. Mill argues that individuals should be allowed to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents, as long as they do not harm others. He argues that society should not interfere with the individual's pursuit of happiness, and that the only legitimate purpose of government is to protect individuals from harm. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to express their opinions freely, even if those opinions are unpopular or controversial. He believes that the only way to ensure progress and the advancement of knowledge is to allow for the free exchange of ideas. Mill begins by discussing the nature of liberty and the importance of individual autonomy. He argues that individuals should be allowed to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents, as long as they do not harm others. He also argues that society should not interfere with the individual's pursuit of happiness, and that the only legitimate purpose of government is to protect individuals from harm. He believes that individuals should be allowed to express their opinions freely, even if those opinions are unpopular or controversial. Mill then examines the various forms of tyranny that can arise when society attempts to control the individual. He argues that the most dangerous form of tyranny is the tyranny of the majority, in which the majority imposes its will on the minority. He believes that the only way to prevent this form of tyranny is to ensure that individuals are allowed to express their opinions freely, and that the government should not interfere with the individual's pursuit of happiness. Finally, Mill discusses the importance of individuality and the need for individuals to be able to develop their own talents and pursue their own interests. He argues that individuals should be allowed to express their opinions freely, even if those opinions are unpopular or controversial. He believes that the only way to ensure progress and the advancement of knowledge is to allow for the free exchange of ideas. On Liberty is an important philosophical work that examines the nature and limits of the power of society over the individual. Mill argues that individuals should be allowed to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents, as long as they do not harm others. He also argues that society should not interfere with the individual's pursuit of happiness, and that the only legitimate purpose of government is to protect individuals from harm. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to express their opinions freely, even if those opinions are unpopular or controversial. He believes that the only way to ensure progress and the advancement of knowledge is to allow for the free exchange of ideas. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The harm principle: people should be allowed to do whatever they want as long as it does not harm others. This principle is the foundation of Mill's argument for individual liberty, as it states that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests as long as they do not infringe on the rights of others. The harm principle, as articulated by John Stuart Mill in his book On Liberty, states that people should be allowed to do whatever they want as long as it does not harm others. This principle is the foundation of Mill's argument for individual liberty, as it states that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests as long as they do not infringe on the rights of others. Mill argues that the only legitimate purpose of government is to prevent harm to others, and that any interference with individual liberty beyond this is unjustified. He further argues that the only way to ensure that individuals are not harmed by the actions of others is to allow them to pursue their own interests without interference. The harm principle is an important concept in the philosophy of liberalism, as it provides a basis for the protection of individual rights and freedoms. It is also an important concept in the field of law, as it is used to determine when the government can legitimately interfere with individual liberty. The harm principle is also used to determine when an individual's actions can be considered criminal, as it is used to determine when an individual's actions have caused harm to another person or to society as a whole. The harm principle is an important concept in the protection of individual rights and freedoms, and it is an important part of the philosophy of liberalism. It is also an important concept in the field of law, as it is used to determine when the government can legitimately interfere with individual liberty. The harm principle is also used to determine when an individual's actions can be considered criminal, as it is used to determine when an individual's actions have caused harm to another person or to society as a whole. Main idea number 2. The liberty of thought and discussion. Mill argues that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of censorship or punishment. He believes that open discussion and debate are essential for the progress of society and that any attempt to suppress these activities is a violation of individual liberty. The liberty of thought and discussion is a fundamental right that should be protected and defended. Mill argues that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of censorship or punishment. He believes that open discussion and debate are essential for the progress of society and that any attempt to suppress these activities is a violation of individual liberty. He further argues that the only way to ensure that individuals are able to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of retribution is to ensure that the government does not interfere in the free exchange of ideas. Mill believes that the only way to ensure that individuals are able to think and discuss freely is to ensure that the government does not interfere in the free exchange of ideas. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of retribution or punishment. He believes that individuals should be allowed to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of retribution or punishment, even if those opinions and beliefs are unpopular or controversial. He further argues that individuals should be allowed to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of retribution or punishment, even if those opinions and beliefs are unpopular or controversial. He believes that individuals should be allowed to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of retribution or punishment, even if those opinions and beliefs are unpopular or controversial, as long as they do not cause harm to others. Mill's argument for the liberty of thought and discussion is an important one, as it emphasizes the importance of allowing individuals to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of retribution or punishment. He believes that open discussion and debate are essential for the progress of society and that any attempt to suppress these activities is a violation of individual liberty. He further argues that the only way to ensure that individuals are able to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of retribution is to ensure that the government does not interfere in the free exchange of ideas. Main idea number 3. The right to self-development. Mill argues that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He argues that individuals should be allowed to make their own decisions and be responsible for the consequences of their actions. He also believes that individuals should be allowed to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents without interference from the state or other individuals. This right to self-development is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be allowed to make their own decisions and be responsible for the consequences of their actions. He believes that individuals should be allowed to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents without interference from the state or other individuals. This right to self-development is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He also believes that individuals should be allowed to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents without interference from the state or other individuals. This right to self-development is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He argues that individuals should be allowed to make their own decisions and be responsible for the consequences of their actions. He also believes that individuals should be allowed to pursue their own interests and develop their own talents without interference from the state or other individuals. This right to self-development is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Main idea number 4. The right to privacy. Mill argues that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests and activities in private without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should have the right to privacy, which is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests and activities in private without interference from the state or other individuals. This right to privacy is necessary for individuals to be able to think and act freely, without fear of judgment or persecution. It is also necessary for individuals to be able to develop their own ideas and opinions without fear of reprisal. Mill argues that this right to privacy is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society, as it allows individuals to explore their own interests and develop their own ideas without fear of interference or judgment. Mill also argues that the right to privacy is necessary for the protection of individuals from the potential abuse of power by the state or other individuals. He believes that individuals should be able to pursue their own interests and activities in private without fear of interference or reprisal. This right to privacy is essential for individuals to be able to think and act freely, without fear of judgment or persecution. It is also necessary for individuals to be able to develop their own ideas and opinions without fear of reprisal. Mill's argument for the right to privacy is based on the idea that individuals should be free to pursue their own interests and activities in private without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He argues that this right to privacy is necessary for individuals to be able to think and act freely, without fear of judgment or persecution. It is also necessary for individuals to be able to develop their own ideas and opinions without fear of reprisal. Main idea number 5. The right to property. Mill argues that individuals should be free to own and use property without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to property is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to own and use property without interference from the state or other individuals. This right to property is essential for the development of a sense of independence and autonomy, as well as for the development of a sense of responsibility and accountability. Mill argues that the right to property is essential for the development of a sense of justice and fairness, as well as for the development of a sense of security and stability. He believes that the right to property is essential for the development of a sense of community and solidarity, as well as for the development of a sense of economic prosperity. Finally, Mill argues that the right to property is essential for the development of a sense of self-respect and dignity. Main idea number 6. The right to freedom of association. Mill argues that individuals should be free to associate with whomever they choose without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of association is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to associate with whomever they choose without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to form meaningful relationships and to engage in activities that are beneficial to their own development and to the development of society as a whole. Mill argues that this right is essential for the protection of individual liberty. He believes that individuals should be free to form associations and to engage in activities that are beneficial to their own development and to the development of society as a whole. He also believes that individuals should be free to express their opinions and to associate with those who share their views. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to form meaningful relationships and to engage in activities that are beneficial to their own development and to the development of society as a whole. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of association is necessary for the protection of individual rights. He believes that individuals should be free to form associations and to engage in activities that are beneficial to their own development and to the development of society as a whole. He also believes that individuals should be free to express their opinions and to associate with those who share their views. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to form meaningful relationships and to engage in activities that are beneficial to their own development and to the development of society as a whole. Main idea number 7. The right to freedom of expression. Mill argues that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of expression is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for the development of knowledge and understanding, as well as for the growth of individual autonomy and self-determination. Mill argues that the right to freedom of expression is a fundamental human right, and that it should be protected and respected by all members of society. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of expression is necessary for the development of a healthy and vibrant democracy. He believes that individuals should be able to express their opinions and beliefs without fear of retribution or censorship. This allows for the free exchange of ideas and opinions, which is essential for the development of a healthy and functioning democracy. Furthermore, Mill argues that the right to freedom of expression is necessary for the development of a just and equitable society. By allowing individuals to express their opinions and beliefs, it allows for the development of a more tolerant and understanding society. In conclusion, Mill argues that the right to freedom of expression is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for the development of knowledge and understanding, as well as for the growth of individual autonomy and self-determination. Furthermore, it is necessary for the development of a healthy and vibrant democracy, as well as for the development of a just and equitable society. Main idea number 8. The right to freedom of religion. Mill argues that individuals should be free to practice their religion without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be free to practice their religion without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this right to freedom of religion is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be allowed to practice their religion without fear of persecution or discrimination. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a society that is tolerant and respectful of different beliefs and opinions. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to express their religious beliefs without fear of retribution or censorship. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a society that is open and accepting of different ideas and perspectives. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to practice their religion without interference from the state. He believes that the state should not be allowed to impose its own religious beliefs on individuals or to interfere with the practice of religion. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a society that is free from religious persecution and discrimination. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to practice their religion without fear of economic or social repercussions. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a society that is open and accepting of different beliefs and opinions. Main idea number 9. The right to freedom of the press. Mill argues that individuals should be free to publish their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of the press is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for the advancement of knowledge and the pursuit of truth, as well as for the protection of individual liberty. Mill argues that the right to freedom of the press is a fundamental right that should be respected and protected by all governments. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a free and open society, where individuals can express their opinions without fear of censorship or retribution. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of the press is necessary for the protection of other rights and liberties. He believes that without the right to freedom of the press, individuals would be unable to effectively challenge the government or other powerful institutions. This right is essential for the protection of other rights, such as the right to freedom of speech and the right to freedom of assembly. Without the right to freedom of the press, individuals would be unable to effectively challenge the government or other powerful institutions. Mill's arguments for the right to freedom of the press are still relevant today. In many countries, the right to freedom of the press is still not fully respected or protected. In some countries, the government still attempts to censor or restrict the press, and in other countries, powerful individuals or organizations are able to use their influence to limit the press' ability to report freely. Mill's arguments for the right to freedom of the press are still relevant today, and they should be taken seriously by governments and individuals alike. Main idea number 10. The right to freedom of assembly. Mill argues that individuals should be free to assemble and protest without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of assembly is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to assemble and protest without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for the protection of individual liberty and the promotion of public discourse. Mill argues that the right to freedom of assembly is a fundamental right that should be respected and protected by the state. He believes that it is essential for individuals to be able to express their opinions and to engage in peaceful protest without fear of retribution or censorship. This right is essential for the development of a vibrant and diverse society, and for the protection of individual rights and freedoms. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of assembly is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be able to come together to discuss and debate important issues without fear of retribution or censorship. This right is necessary for the promotion of public discourse and the development of a vibrant and diverse society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of assembly is a fundamental right that should be respected and protected by the state. He believes that it is essential for individuals to be able to express their opinions and to engage in peaceful protest without fear of retribution or censorship. Main idea number 11. The right to freedom of movement. Mill argues that individuals should be free to travel and move without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of movement is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to travel and move without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to pursue their own interests and to develop their own talents. It is also necessary for individuals to be able to interact with others and to form meaningful relationships. Without the right to freedom of movement, individuals would be unable to explore the world and to experience different cultures and ways of life. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of movement is essential for the development of a just and equitable society. He believes that individuals should be able to move freely in order to seek out opportunities and to pursue their own goals. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to access resources and to participate in the economy. Without the right to freedom of movement, individuals would be unable to access the resources they need to survive and to thrive. Finally, Mill argues that the right to freedom of movement is essential for the development of a democratic society. He believes that individuals should be able to move freely in order to participate in the political process and to express their opinions. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to engage in meaningful dialogue and to make their voices heard. Without the right to freedom of movement, individuals would be unable to participate in the political process and to influence the decisions of their government. Main idea number 12. The right to freedom of contract. Mill argues that individuals should be free to enter into contracts without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be free to enter into contracts without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this right to freedom of contract is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He argues that individuals should be able to make their own decisions about what contracts they enter into, and that the state should not be able to interfere with these decisions. He believes that this right is necessary for individuals to be able to pursue their own interests and to be able to make their own decisions about how to best use their resources. He also believes that this right is necessary for individuals to be able to protect their own interests and to be able to negotiate better terms for themselves in contracts. Mill also argues that this right to freedom of contract is necessary for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be able to enter into contracts that are beneficial to them, and that the state should not be able to interfere with these contracts. He believes that this right is necessary for individuals to be able to pursue their own interests and to be able to make their own decisions about how to best use their resources. He also believes that this right is necessary for individuals to be able to protect their own interests and to be able to negotiate better terms for themselves in contracts. Mill's argument for the right to freedom of contract is based on the idea that individuals should be able to make their own decisions about what contracts they enter into, and that the state should not be able to interfere with these decisions. He believes that this right is necessary for individuals to be able to pursue their own interests and to be able to make their own decisions about how to best use their resources. He also believes that this right is necessary for individuals to be able to protect their own interests and to be able to negotiate better terms for themselves in contracts. Main idea number 13. The right to freedom of education. Mill argues that individuals should be free to pursue their own education without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be free to pursue their own education without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He argues that education should be based on the individual's own interests and abilities, and that it should be tailored to the individual's needs. He also believes that education should be available to all, regardless of social class or economic status. He argues that education should be free from any form of coercion or manipulation, and that it should be based on the principles of freedom and autonomy. Mill also argues that education should be based on the principles of truth and knowledge, and that it should be used to promote the development of critical thinking and independent thought. He believes that education should be used to foster creativity and innovation, and to encourage individuals to think for themselves. He also believes that education should be used to promote social justice and equality, and to ensure that all individuals have access to the same opportunities. Mill's views on the right to freedom of education are still relevant today, as they emphasize the importance of providing individuals with the opportunity to pursue their own education without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society, and it is important that individuals are able to pursue their own education without fear of coercion or manipulation. Main idea number 14. The right to freedom of speech. Mill argues that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this right to freedom of speech is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of speech is necessary for the advancement of knowledge and understanding, as it allows for the free exchange of ideas and opinions. He also believes that it is necessary for the protection of individual rights, as it allows individuals to express their opinions without fear of retribution or censorship. Furthermore, Mill argues that the right to freedom of speech is essential for the development of a just and equitable society, as it allows individuals to challenge existing power structures and to advocate for change. Mill argues that the right to freedom of speech should be protected by the law, as it is a fundamental human right. He believes that individuals should be free to express their opinions without fear of censorship or retribution. He also argues that the right to freedom of speech should be extended to all individuals, regardless of their race, gender, religion, or other characteristics. Finally, Mill argues that the right to freedom of speech should be protected by the government, as it is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Main idea number 15. The right to freedom of the press. Mill argues that individuals should be free to publish their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of the press is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to express their opinions and beliefs without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for the advancement of knowledge and the pursuit of truth, as well as for the protection of individual liberty. Mill argues that the right to freedom of the press is a fundamental right that should be respected and protected by all governments. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a free and open society, where individuals can express their opinions without fear of censorship or retribution. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of the press is necessary for the protection of other rights and liberties. He believes that without the right to freedom of the press, individuals would be unable to effectively challenge the government or other powerful institutions. This right is essential for the protection of other rights, such as the right to freedom of speech and the right to freedom of assembly. Without the right to freedom of the press, individuals would be unable to effectively challenge the government or other powerful institutions. Mill's arguments for the right to freedom of the press are still relevant today. In many countries, the right to freedom of the press is still not fully respected or protected. In some countries, the government still attempts to censor or restrict the press, and in other countries, powerful individuals or organizations are able to use their influence to limit the press ability to report freely. Mill's arguments for the right to freedom of the press are still relevant today, and they should be taken seriously by governments and individuals alike. Main idea number 16. The right to freedom of assembly. Mill argues that individuals should be free to assemble and protest without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of assembly is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to assemble and protest without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for the protection of individual liberty and the promotion of public discourse. Mill argues that the right to freedom of assembly is a fundamental right that should be respected and protected by the state. He believes that it is essential for individuals to be able to express their opinions and ideas without fear of retribution or censorship. Furthermore, Mill argues that the right to freedom of assembly is necessary for the development of a vibrant and diverse society. He believes that it is essential for individuals to be able to come together and discuss their ideas and opinions in order to foster a healthy and productive society. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of assembly is necessary for the protection of individual rights. He believes that individuals should be able to come together and protest against oppressive laws or policies without fear of retribution or censorship. This right is essential for the protection of individual liberty and the promotion of public discourse. Furthermore, Mill argues that the right to freedom of assembly is necessary for the development of a vibrant and diverse society. He believes that it is essential for individuals to be able to come together and discuss their ideas and opinions in order to foster a healthy and productive society. Main idea number 17. The right to freedom of movement. Mill argues that individuals should be free to travel and move without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that the right to freedom of movement is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He believes that individuals should be free to travel and move without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to pursue their own interests and to develop their own talents. It is also necessary for individuals to be able to interact with others and to form meaningful relationships. Without the right to freedom of movement, individuals would be unable to explore the world and to experience different cultures and ways of life. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of movement is essential for the development of a just and equitable society. He believes that individuals should be able to move freely in order to seek out opportunities and to pursue their own goals. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to access resources and to participate in the economy. Without the right to freedom of movement, individuals would be unable to access the resources they need to survive and to thrive. Finally, Mill argues that the right to freedom of movement is essential for the development of a democratic society. He believes that individuals should be able to move freely in order to participate in the political process and to express their opinions. This right is necessary for individuals to be able to engage in meaningful dialogue and to make their voices heard. Without the right to freedom of movement, individuals would be unable to participate in the political process and to influence the decisions of their government. Main idea number 18. The right to freedom of contract. Mill argues that individuals should be free to enter into contracts without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be free to enter into contracts without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this right to freedom of contract is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He argues that individuals should be able to make their own decisions about what contracts they enter into, and that the state should not interfere in these decisions. He also believes that individuals should be able to freely negotiate the terms of their contracts, and that the state should not impose any restrictions on this process. He argues that this right to freedom of contract is essential for the development of a strong and vibrant economy, as it allows individuals to make decisions that are in their own best interests. Mill also argues that the right to freedom of contract is essential for the protection of individual rights. He believes that individuals should be able to enter into contracts that protect their rights and interests, and that the state should not interfere in this process. He argues that individuals should be able to freely negotiate the terms of their contracts, and that the state should not impose any restrictions on this process. He believes that this right to freedom of contract is essential for the protection of individual rights, as it allows individuals to make decisions that are in their own best interests. Finally, Mill argues that the right to freedom of contract is essential for the development of a just and equitable society. He believes that individuals should be able to enter into contracts that are fair and equitable, and that the state should not interfere in this process. He argues that individuals should be able to freely negotiate the terms of their contracts, and that the state should not impose any restrictions on this process. He believes that this right to freedom of contract is essential for the development of a just and equitable society, as it allows individuals to make decisions that are in their own best interests. Main idea number 19. The right to freedom of education. Mill argues that individuals should be free to pursue their own education without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be free to pursue their own education without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. He argues that education should be based on the individual's own interests and abilities, and that it should be tailored to the individual's needs. He also believes that education should be available to all, regardless of social class or economic status. He argues that education should be free from any form of coercion or manipulation, and that it should be based on the principles of freedom and autonomy. Mill also argues that education should be based on the principles of truth and knowledge, and that it should be used to promote the development of critical thinking and independent thought. He believes that education should be used to foster creativity and innovation, and to encourage individuals to think for themselves. He also believes that education should be used to promote social justice and equality, and to ensure that all individuals have access to the same opportunities. Mill's views on the right to freedom of education are still relevant today, as they emphasize the importance of providing individuals with the opportunity to pursue their own education without interference from the state or other individuals. This right is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society, and it is important that individuals are able to pursue their own education without fear of coercion or manipulation. Main idea number 20. The right to freedom of religion. Mill argues that individuals should be free to practice their religion without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be free to practice their religion without interference from the state or other individuals. He believes that this right to freedom of religion is essential for the development of a healthy and productive society. Mill argues that individuals should be allowed to practice their religion without fear of persecution or discrimination. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a society that is tolerant and respectful of different beliefs and opinions. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to express their religious beliefs without fear of retribution or censorship. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a society that is open and accepting of different ideas and perspectives. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to practice their religion without interference from the state. He believes that the state should not be allowed to impose its own religious beliefs on individuals or to interfere with the practice of religion. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a society that is free from religious persecution and discrimination. Mill also argues that individuals should be allowed to practice their religion without fear of economic or social repercussions. He believes that this right is essential for the development of a society that is open and accepting of different beliefs and opinions.